Track 2. Neil's take. This is not going to be another advice session, because I'm afraid Neil does not have any useful tips. Here he is to explain.
I remember several years ago when our children were young, a particular family meal. Nothing fancy, but the food was good. Our offspring actually talked to us, although that may have had something to do with the fact that one of their boisterous mates was with us. The waitress arrived with a bill, and that portable piece of gubbins that enabled me to have the appropriate sum extracted from my account without having to leave my seat. The waitress informed me that it was entirely up to me, but I could add a discretionary amount to reflect the service. With that, she took a couple of discreet paces back, and there was a pregnant pause while I came to a decision. I know this has long been a common practice, but at the time it was new to me, and I felt under stress. I resisted the pressure and entered my PIN. However, the waitress had been lovely, and I left her some money on the table. As we left, she bade us good night, and I felt compelled to tell her that I hadn't added anything to the bill, but I had left her a tip. Even all that time ago, I was showing I could look forward to a bright future as a grumpy old man. On the journey home, I grumbled about the episode. The streetwise younger element in the party informed me that this event went on everywhere, so I'd better get used to it. I've always been slightly uncomfortable about tipping. How much should you give? I know wages in this sector are not great and staff rely on tips to supplement their wages. With this in mind, I tend to go along with leaving some money, providing the service and the food has not been diabolical. My daughter worked as a waitress while she was at college and said tips were a significant part of her income. She told tales of tips between a fiver and £20 and of tables of wealthy businessmen that left nothing. She said tips were pooled and shared, so the backroom staff got their share. But there was friction, as those who didn't pull their weight got just as much as those who worked hard. But with the use of cash diminishing, what do you do if you don't carry much change? You can't offer a £20 note and ask for change, and you can hardly leave the odd 33 pence change you happen to have in your pocket. I suppose that makes the case for adding it on the bill. My greatest faux pas with tipping goes back to the early 70s. It was 1971, when our currency changed from pound, shilling and pence to decimal. But old coins were still legal. I took a girl to a posh restaurant. The waiter brought the bill, and it came to an odd 40 pence. I didn't have a credit card back then, so I gave him notes plus 3 2-shilling coins. Remember, these were the days before inflation really took off, so my proposed tip was not out of the way. "Keep the change," I said magnanimously. He returned shortly to tell me that not only was he unable to keep the change, but he required a further 2-shilling coin or 10 pence to cover the bill. For some reason, I had it in my mind that 2 shillings in old money was worth 20 pence. It won't surprise you to learn that I did not step out with that girl again. Of course, I don't have tipping dilemmas now. It's sorted for me. When I go out for a meal, I have the Shady Pines bursar with me.
Thank you, Neil. I'm glad to know that your tipping problems are over.